It feels like the ship is leaning a little bit on the side. Everybody's sitting on this side. So when I was a child, I grew up on a farm. And every fall, I would go with my father to sow winter wheat. And winter wheat is sown in the fall, and it is reaped in the summer. And it's interesting because you sow the wheat and nothing happens. It lies dormant all through the winter. But in the spring, we see all of these little green shoots arise. It always reminds me of "Now the green blade riseth." But it's amazing that this one little grain of wheat produces a stalk of wheat, and on that stalk of wheat is anywhere from 40 to 70 kernels of grain. So it yields a tremendous harvest. Wheat that's sown in the spring and harvested in late summer does not bring as much yield. But this wheat that is sown in the fall and lies dormant for several months produces a tremendous harvest. And so this morning we are going to be baptizing Adrienne, and I know she's really meditating about that right now and already. But if you think about it, Adrienne was a seed in her mother's womb, and that seed was nurtured and brought forth a beautiful child. And in the same way, today in her baptism, we're planting the seeds of faith, hope, and love, which are the gifts of the Spirit. So these gifts will be planted in her heart. She also receives the Spirit of Christ. But these seeds have to be nurtured in her with love and care, and from all of her family and grandparents. And that's why when we witness a baptism, all of us take a vow to nurture this person in the faith. So it's not just the responsibility of the parents and the grandparents and the godparents, but all of our responsibility in prayer, in thought, in deed. We nurture these seeds so that they can grow up and bear fruit. One of the things that has really shed light for me in this parable is many years ago, I had an opportunity to go on a retreat with Thich Nhat Hanh, who was a Vietnamese Buddhist monk. And he talked about something called store consciousness. That in our consciousness, we have all kinds of seeds. We have seeds of joy and peace and kindness and love. We also have seeds of violence and hate because we inherit these from our ancestry, from the collective unconscious. But he said what happens, though, is the seeds that we nurture are the ones that bear fruit. And so it was an encouragement to nurture the good seeds in us, the seeds that bear the fruit of the Spirit, of joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Those are the seeds that form what he called mental formations. When these seeds are nurtured in us, then they create mental formations, which we then manifest in the world. And so it was a very insightful teaching on the parable of the sower, that there are certain seeds we want to nurture and certain seeds that we want to leave behind. And so this morning, as we plant the seeds of faith, hope, and love, we want to nurture those in Adrian. And so we look forward in prayer and indeed nurturing these seeds in Adrian. So, Adrian, are you ready to be baptized? All right. So we're going to go towards the back. So I'm going to invite you all over on this side. And if the rest of the family would stand over here, kind of curve around there. And the godparents. And the godparents, if you would come over on this side. And you can come all the way back here. And if you'll leave a little window for the rest of the congregation to peer through. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So the candidate for a holy baptism will now be presented.
We present Adrian Jacqueline Nielsen to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
We will, with God's help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with Adrian, who is committing herself to Christ, and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified,
and was buried. He descended to the dead. The third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He seated at the right hand of the Father.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for Adrian, who is to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver Adrian, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open her heart to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill her with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep her in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach her to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send her into the world and witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring her to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, O God, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Come over here. Yes, you can play. We don't touch it. Yeah. Okay. So, Adrian Jacqueline Nielsen. Are you ready? Okay. So, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, is that fun?
It's fun. Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
You still got a little bit on your nose.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon this your servant the forgiveness of sin and raised her to new life of grace. Sustain her, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give her an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder and all your works. Amen.
Amen.
Adrian, you are sealed as Christ's own forever. What are you looking at? I think she... Okay. So, we're going to light a candle for you. Do you like candles? Receive the light of Christ. Isn't that pretty? I'm going to give that to your dad. All right. So, would you like to come with me for a second? I'm going to take you out here. I'm going to show you something. I know. You can get a little peace. So, let's welcome the newly baptized. We say hello to your family. You got her. Okay.